Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM morning show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Snow coming down early on this morning. I thought there'd be a little bit more on the ground at this point, but I think that is a little bit of a hangover from last snowfall for last year during this time of year. I'm sure a lot of Facebook memories popped up for people with a foot of snow on the ground from last year.
Well, we are going to get some here over the next day and a half or 2 days or so. So we'll be getting some snow as the time goes on. But yes, give yourself a little extra time. Just be safe out on the roads. Make sure you clear off your windows. And if you have to go a little bit slower, that's okay.
Definitely. Did the old squirt on the windows this morning. It didn't work. I had to get out and scrape it.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a scrape morning.
Yeah, it definitely was a scrape morning. And it was a remote start morning for me because I don't like getting out of bed. It was just too warm and my nice, comfy. I pulled out the duvet last weekend. And, oh, it's fantastically warm under that thing. Sometimes too warm. You have to wake up and you have to kind of like, oh, I got to air out. It's just a little bit too toasty.
Avery may seem like a nice guy. However, if Darth Vader asked him to join the dark side, he would.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Welcome back. It is day number two of the 2021 Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation Radiothon presented by CIBC Wood Gundy on Fox FM. It's Reader here, and we are proud once more to team up with the JPCHF and 25 of our fellow radio stations across the province, raising money to support life-saving equipment and critical programming at Saskatchewan's only dedicated children's hospital. The goal is to ensure that our most vulnerable patients, our kids, have access to the best possible medical care right here at home. And it's all of you listening that will help make that happen. When big things need to get done, the people of Saskatchewan work together and get things done. That's just what we do. And remember, even though the Children's Hospital itself is located in Saskatoon, it cares for kids and families from all parts of the province. As a reminder of just how many patients at the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital are from outside of Saskatoon, between October of 2019 and September of last year, 51% of pediatric surgical cases and nearly 59% of the 651 patients in the pediatric intensive care unit came from outside Saskatoon and the surrounding area. So this is Saskatchewan's Children's Hospital. This year, we're raising money with three main goals. We want to enhance provincial pediatric trauma care, we want to improve epilepsy services, and we want to increase the capacity of the neonatal intensive care unit. In terms of trauma care, since that program was established last year, it's pretty much been based out of Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. Now we want to expand that knowledge and training to Regina, Prince Albert, and several rural communities that receive pediatric trauma cases to ensure that vital pre-hospital care is available before patients reach the Children's Hospital. As far as epilepsy services, the sooner diagnosis can be made, the sooner treatment can begin. And money raised this year will go toward a new portable electroencephalogram, or EEG, machine to help improve diagnosis and treatment of neurological disorders in all units at JPCH. And over the past year, the neonatal intensive care unit has been challenged to accommodate a large volume of infants needing care, and the plan is to expand from 44 to 48 isolettes, including 8 baby Leo isolettes. Those are state-of-the-art baby warmers that will allow the NICU to provide enhanced care and comfort to Saskatchewan's tiniest, most fragile patients. Today, we'll hear more stories from families who have experienced the Children's Hospital itself and the great work of the staff there firsthand. We'll hear from medical professionals who will discuss the need for the programs and equipment we're raising money for. And we'll hear from many of the sponsors who are lending their support to this wonderful cause, including CP Rail, Affinity Credit Union, SaskTel, Viterra, Save-On Foods, Chicken Farmers of Saskatchewan, Enbridge, and many more. And don't forget, as an added bonus, Gord and Barb Broda of Prince Albert are matching all donations up to $150,000. Once again, we cannot thank them enough for their amazing generosity. We finished day one with a total of $178,482, and today we'll be looking to push that total even higher. We encourage you to make your pledge right now. There's a couple of ways you can do so. Join the Sunshine Maker Club, and for just $20 a month, you can help to provide reliable funding where it's needed most. Or you can call toll-free the CP Rail Sunshine Line at 1-888-808-KIDS. That's 1-888-808-5437. Or you can make your donation online at pattisonchildrens.ca. It's Reader for the 2021 Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation Radiothon presented by CIBC Woodgundy on Fox FM.
We send thousands of Alert Me's a month to let listeners know when their favorite song is about to play.
And you can get it free too with Fox On Demand, foxonline.ca, and the app. Get started.
Today we're wondering, what's the toughest job during the wintertime? Reader, what's a job that you've worked throughout the wintertime?
Oh, I spent, before I got into radio, I spent about 8 years working in a lumberyard. So I spent a lot of time outside every day.
Oh, I don't doubt
whether it was summer, whether it was winter. So you had to dress accordingly. There was a lot of beard icicles over the years.
Yeah. Frozen eyelashes, all that sort of stuff. I'm sure. Did they have the hot pocket, like not the hot pockets, but... little
the hand warmers.
Yeah, the hand warmers.
I never used any of those.
Oh, you didn't?
But
no.
At least you had insulated gloves on.
For sure.
So.
Well, I guess, how many hours at a time were you allowed to spend outside? Because I know that there's regulations behind that.
Well, I mean, I never worried too much about that. If you get cold, you go in and warm up, and then you go back outside and go back to work. It's pretty simple. So I never worried too much about spending X amount of time outside. You just kind of... work until the job is done.
Most definitely. Yeah, I was a gas jockey at one point. Fortunately, I only did that during the summertime, so I wouldn't know what it's like to work that time, work as a gas jockey during that time. But I know a few friends that have done it, and man, they got the entire outfit on. They got the balaclava, the toque, the mitts, everything you can think of, the long johns, the ski pants, and like four coats on. It's absurd because sometimes you get the wicked rush when it's minus 40.
Yeah.
And you gotta pump the gas. Can't stop.
CFGW FM.
In Roblin, we're more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Reader once again for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Radiothon on Fox FM, presented by CIBC Woodgundy. We're raising money to support the great work done by the staff at Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in caring for our youngest, most vulnerable patients, including 4-year-old Madeline Forseth, who made a trip to the emergency room at JPCH earlier this year. I'm joined now by Madeline's mom, Courtney. Welcome, Courtney. Can you share with us Madeline's experience in the ER at the Children's Hospital?
So it was actually Easter weekend, and being a normal kid, and she's actually standing on a play chair, so a chair that's maybe a foot off the ground, and it fell over, and she visibly broke her arm. She cried when she fell, and we kind of thought, it wouldn't be a big deal because it's not like she fell from a high distance or anything like that, but it was her arm was very obviously broken. So we hopped in the car right away and headed over to the Children's Hospital. This was during COVID, of course, so, we had to deal with the masks and everything like that. It was obviously a stressful experience. We knew it was a broken arm. This is very fixable, but it was still stressful. But the environment we were in absolutely contributed to her being calm and feeling safe and knowing that things were going to be okay.
Courtney, what was the big difference between your experience at the Children's Hospital as opposed to your experiences at a traditional all-ages hospital?
I think one of the major differences is just the fact that there are private rooms, especially for young kids. You're not out and witnessing kind of what can be, an intense environment of an ER. We were in our room waiting, having doctors and nurses come in to see us, but we had kind of some quiet time on our own where I was able to comfort her and distract her, and the environment didn't add to the stress. I think that was the most significant difference. When we've been in, previously had to attend other ERs, and you're in, no privacy, and, all ages coming in with all types of issues to address, including, some things that look pretty scary. That was, a major difference in my mind of keeping her relaxed and knowing she would be okay. When they came in to actually fix her arm, she had a doll with her, and they put a cast on her doll too. So when she woke up, her doll had a matching cast ready to go home together, which was super sweet.
Wow. It's little touches like that that make the crew at Jim Pattison Children's Hospital so special. Finally, Courtney, to anyone who hasn't made their donations yet, what would you tell them?
I think of it as an insurance policy almost. We are so, so fortunate to have Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in Saskatchewan. You don't know when or if you're going to need it, but if you can donate, anything you can donate to help them take care of our kids, whether it's an illness or an injury, when you need it, if you need it, it will be here for you.
And as Courtney mentioned, one of the big things about taking care of little ones when they have to spend time at the hospital is just making sure that they're comfortable and feeling safe in their surroundings. And that's one thing that they do really well at Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. There's a number of different things that they have done to help make children and families comfortable. Of course, there's 176 total beds there, 111 pediatric beds, 65 maternal beds. And that includes individual rooms, solid walls, solid doors that give parents and their children complete privacy in the pediatric emergency department. And that's such a nice thing to have, where you can have your own space and be away from everything, where things are quiet as well. There's dedicated spaces for children and teenagers battling cancer to receive chemotherapy treatments or multi-hour infusions for antibiotics or medications in a child-friendly environment. There is the first dedicated pediatric surgery suite for Saskatchewan at JPCH. That features integrated pediatric operating rooms with induction rooms, which allows parents to be with their children while anesthesia is being administered. And that's a big thing because, you know, when you're going into surgery, it can be kind of an uncertain, maybe a little bit scary thing. But if mom and dad can be with their little ones right up to the point where they're receiving anesthesia, it's a big comfort to children. And some of the other, you know, non-medical aspects of the hospital, there is a dedicated non-denominational spiritual space for parents and families to practice their faith. There's an outdoor play space. There is a schoolroom for kids who have to have extended stays in the hospital where they can do schoolwork and everything and have that sense of normalcy. The hospital also features Saskatchewan's only pediatric intensive care unit, of course. The child minding area provides safe, nurturing care to kids whose siblings are being treated at JPCH. And the child life zone, which is first in Canada. The hospital has a special place for kids to play and learn and laugh and relax in a state-of-the-art therapeutic play area. So just some of the many things, many touches that are available at Jim Pattison Children's Hospital to help kids undergoing treatment to feel comfortable and just feel a little better about what they're going through. So if you want to help and make that happen, and we sure encourage you to do so, it is so very much appreciated, every little bit of help that you can provide. We encourage you to make your donation. Of course, all donations up to $150,000 being matched thanks to the generosity of Gord and Barb Broda of Prince Albert. We thank them again so very much. Also want to give a shout out to some of our other sponsors, CP Rail, Crescent Point, Saskatchewan Blue Cross, Federated Co-op, Fun Group, Juransky Brothers Construction as well. If you want to make that pledge, a couple ways you can do so. Go online to www.pattisonchildrens.ca and make your pledge there, or you can call the toll-free CP Sunshine line, 1-888-808-KIDS. That's 1-888-808-5437 to lend your support. It's Reader for the 2021 Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation Radiothon, presented by CIBC Wood Gundy on Fox FM.
CFGWFM, we join the hunt. As more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Hopefully you're staying safe out there for your ride to work this morning, as it is a little snowy and breezy out there. I know the roads felt a little icy to me, even with my winter tires on.
Yeah, it's always best to give yourself a little time, maybe just go a little bit slower just to be on the safe side.
Exactly. And the Yorkton Terriers last night ended up just falling short in a shootout against the Weyburn Red Wings.
Man. Yeah, they fell 4-3, so just couldn't quite... they got the 1 point out of the shootout loss, but hopefully the Terriers can bounce back from that as well. The Melville Millionaires were on the road last night in Estevan. They dropped a 4-1 decision to the Bruins.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, both the Melville Millionaires and Yorkton Terriers, their next game is this upcoming Friday, which will be a nice renewed game, or a new renewed rivalry for these two teams.
Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it.
Avery and Reeder are office chair racing in the hallway again. So here's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM!
The Dagenhart family.
Mm-hmm.
Probably well known. Joe out in Esterhazy. He called us a couple weeks ago and ended up winning some PBR tickets, and he had a little bit of a nugget for us.
Yeah, he let us in on something pretty cool. He and his family are going to be appearing on Family Feud.
Yeah, exactly. Family Feud Canada coming up tomorrow. It's going to be on CBC at 7:30 p.m. And we wanted to set up an interview with them live, but it was hard because the family's kind of all over the place. They're all in different time zones. So what we did was we just picked a time that worked for everyone. We recorded the interview. So here's how it all went. Hey, it's Avery here with Fox FM here in Yorkton. And joining us right now is the Dagenhart family. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
That's fantastic. So joining us right now is Sherry, Lynn, Sarah, and Joe. And you guys are missing a participant, Evan. He's obviously in a little bit of a sorrowful and regretful mood for not showing up, I think. Hey?
He's a dad, a new dad of 3 under 4. So, you know, we got to give him a little bit of ease on that one.
Hey, when the little ones keep you up, you gotta get the Z's in if you need them, right? So, Sherry, I guess we'll start with you. What was it like being on the show without giving too much away, of course, before the show airs on Thursday?
Yeah, it was an unreal experience. Sometimes you kind of don't even have words to describe it. When we got there and we got onto the stage, we went through an hour of kind of rules and regulations, and the stage was dark, and, you know, we're just kind of listening to what we needed to do and not do. And then they bring you out for a rehearsal and everything is lit up. And you just, when you walk onto that stage and you see all the lights and the podium and your name up there, it was such a great experience. It's like you're walking into this fairyland world, you know, this fairy tale world, something that you never, ever thought you'd experience. So just actually walking on the stage was incredible. And then to get to actually play the game, I don't know, what do you call 7 steps above incredible?
That's awesome. So I couldn't imagine the nervousness flowing through some of you guys, but in order to be ready, did you guys do any preparation? Lynn, I'll let you explain that.
Well, we had bought some games, so we had like some flashcards, and Sarah was asking on our little chat, and then randomly we would just call each other and be like, what's things people most fear? And you'd have to say like spider or like something really, really quick. And we just like kind of quiz each other like that all the time. I watched probably like for 2 or 3 days straight. I was just like watching every Family Feud episode I could get my hand on. And it was great. It was fun. And sometimes I found my brain was clicking and other days it was not. So I just had to give it a rest. But it was so fun.
So I'd imagine, Sarah, how tough was it to kind of sleep before the whole thing was going down?
Oh my gosh. It was quite a night. We actually all got to stay in the same hotel room, which was hilarious. I think we laughed and cried and we had just the best time just being the 5 of us in the hotel room together. So the night before was quite exciting, and it was equally exciting when I woke you guys all up with my recorder rendition of Family Feud, right? You're welcome for packing it.
That's awesome. So how are you guys all related? Do remind me.
We're all first cousins, so our siblings are all, or our parents are all siblings, sorry. We all come from different, our parents are all different.
Okay, so different branches of Dagenharts in a way. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so let's play hypotheticals. You guys win on Thursday. Joe, how did you guys split the money, and where's it going to? Hypotheticals that you are winning.
Well, the first thing I can say is that the moment this happened, that we were all together, we already had won.
Aww.
That
was the big win.
And, you know, we have a little, we have a shared greeting that we've given each other and that we've used to unite the family. And it was a little bit of a, I would say a German cheer, a German chant that we have used in the past. And, you know, we want to make sure that we stay together. This has been our silver lining.
Avery, I got something for you.
Oh, what's that?
Number one answer. Are you ready for it?
Okay, I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Okay. Name something that you press every day.
Would it be your phone?
No, sorry.
No?
It's hard, isn't it?
It is hard. Yeah.
You watch it on TV. You've got all the answers. You get up there, and all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, this is intense.
It's nothing that you prepared for, right?
Exactly.
Right. Something you press every day. Could be a keyboard. Could be a mouse.
To be honest, I'm making this up. It was the first question I thought of, so I don't know what the number one answer is.
Well, I think I press my lock every day.
Yeah.
All right, we want to thank the Degenhart family from Good Soil, Saskatchewan for coming on, and Joe, who is from Esterhazy. Shout out to the people from out there. The episode of Family Feud Canada, 7:30 p.m. CBC. Be sure to tune into it on Thursday. We wish you guys luck. Thank you to the Degenhart family, and can't wait to see the end result.
Thank you.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
For your hump day, we're wondering, what is the worst job to work in the winter? Or maybe just the toughest job to work in the winter, whichever you prefer. Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. John Mines sent us a text saying that he worked on the rigs for 18 years, and through all that, sometimes you'd have to work in wind chills of minus 50 or lower.
Fun. Yeah, that's when you got to make sure you bundle up, because you got to get out there. You got to work. You can't stop just because of the weather, right?
No, exactly.
It's like they say for the mailman, neither rain nor snow nor whatever, the mailman's always out there delivering as well. Shelly mentioned one that I can totally relate to. She said after rain and then the snow last night, she'd say pulling the twines off the bales when you're out there feeding the cattle.
Yes.
Yeah, because you get the twine or the net wrap freezing onto the bales. That can be a pain in the butt to pull off sometimes.
I always remember doing that whenever we had to put new bales in the pig pen. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to drag this thing out of the shed, and the twine is always harder than ever, right? So you're hurting your hands while carrying this bad boy, and you carry it all the way across the yard, and then you'd plunk it in there, and then, yeah, pulling the twine off, pain in the butt, for sure.
You must have been doing the old square bales.
Yes, we had the square bales.
Yeah, I remember those as well,
The square bales.
Now it's the big round bales, so you get even more twine to cut off there.
Myrna Jewell said, driving jobs. Now, this makes sense, especially on days like today when the roads are a little slick out there. You're probably trying to drive as safe as you can each and every day, and your life might be on the line depending on how bad the roads are.
That's for sure. And Karen, she mentioned outdoor construction, which, projects are on the go, and sometimes it's a miserable day and you find yourself out working in that ugly weather, but the job's got to get done, right?
It always does. Shoot us a text once again, 306-783-3699, the toughest winter job you've ever had.
Avery doesn't see this time of year as the season of fall. He sees it as football season.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I don't know why, but it seems like the barbecue cravings hit more during the winter time.
Sometimes it seems like the colder it gets outside, the more you want some delicious hot, you know, barbecue to just take the edge off.
Exactly, and you could win a brand new barbecue, but more like a smoker, with the Smoke and Smoker giveaway with RCM Outdoors.
Yeah, this is awesome. We're giving you the chance to win a brand new Green Mountain Grill smoker and a meat package with all the grillables you need to get started. Starting November 13th, the only way you can enter is to see the smoker in all its glory. It's going to be out and about. We're going to have it at different places. And when you see it, there will be a code there that you can get to text in to our text line, 306-783-3699. And each week, we'll take a qualifier and enter them to win and invite them to the exclusive party where the winner will be announced and there will be a barbecue served at RCM Outdoors.
The first time you're going to be able to find this good old smoker is this upcoming Saturday, so keep your eyes peeled for it.
In grade 9, Reader broke his wrist running into a brick wall. No smartphones, so no video.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Harvard Heals with the annual Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Radiothon, presented by CIBC Wood Gundy. Let's hear from one of our wonderful sponsors.
Saskatchewan kids and families in hospital are counting on all of us to meet their needs 365 days a year, 7 days a week. Join myself, Tim McQueer, and our employees at Crescent Point Energy in supporting life-saving equipment and programs at Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. Make your donation to the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Radiothon, November 9th and 10th. Call 1-888-808-KIDS or go online at pattisonchildrens.ca.
Donate now at 1-888-808-KIDS or go online to pattisonchildrens.ca. All donations will be matched up to $150,000 by Gordon Barbrota. That's 1-888-808-5437 or online at pattisonchildrens.ca.
And we thank Crescent Point. We thank the Broda family for all their generous support. Of course, the Broda's matching all donations up to $150,000, which is just fantastic. Also want to give a shout out to a few of our other sponsors, CP Rail, Affinity Credit Union, Sasktel, Viterra, Save-On Foods, and Information Services Corporation, along with GMR Electric. This is a GMR Electric Power Hour. If you make your donation this hour, they are matching all donations up to $5,000. And of course, along with the matching donation from Gordon Barbrota, that means your pledge will be tripled. So $50 becomes $150, $100 becomes $300. It's that simple. Make your donation now and they will be matched by both GMR Electric and the Brodas this hour. Of course, we're raising money with three main goals in mind this year. We want to enhance the provincial pediatric trauma care at the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital. As well, we want to improve epilepsy services and we want to increase the capacity of the neonatal intensive care unit. Just a little bit of background for those who might not be familiar with the work of the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation. It was founded in 1992. It's a provincial charity based in Saskatoon that supports pediatric and maternal health services in the areas of patient care services, research, and equipment enhancements. The foundation is a proud provincial partner with the Saskatchewan Ministry of Health and the Saskatchewan Health Authority in helping to build and provide enhancements for the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital, construction of which began back in September of 2014, and it opened its doors 5 years later in September of 2014. Now, the money that is raised through events like the Radiothon, it supports current pediatric and maternal needs across the province through grant disbursements of about $1 million each year. These funds help to purchase state-of-the-art equipment, improve medical treatments, and help attract first-rate specialists and medical caregivers to the province. Your donations will also help provide family-centered care and allow Saskatchewan's medical community to conduct vital research and be innovators in providing the latest in treatment and procedures. As well, JPCHF, they are pleased to work with the Air Canada Foundation Family Transportation Program to provide free-of-charge flights for sick and injured children or and his or her companion who need out-of-province medical treatment. The foundation also provides for families currently in hospital by supplying playroom crafts, toys, and activities in pediatric wards across the province to help make a stay in the hospital more comfortable for little ones. As well, one other note, the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation is the sole Saskatchewan member of Children's Miracle Network Canada. So there is just a bit of a background on the work the Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation does, and we ask for your support in allowing them to keep expanding and improving the medical services that make sure that our Saskatchewan children are able to get the medical care they need right here at home without having to travel away from home. It's such a strain when they have to leave the province and uproot lives just to make sure that their medical needs are taken care of. And if we can provide top-of-the-line care right here at home, keep everyone, kids and families alike, closer to home. It just makes so much less strain for families in a trying situation. If you want to make your donation, don't forget, you can call the CP Rail Sunshine Line, 1-888-808-KIDS. That's 1-888-5437. Or you can make your donation online at pattisonchildrens.ca. It's Reader for the 2021 Jim Pattison Children's Hospital Foundation Radiothon, presented by CIBC Wood Gundy on Fox FM.
The Fox FM app is the most local thing you can have. Download it for free and tap into everything digital.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
A heck of a layer of snow out there. If you got up early enough, may have caught the sunrise, or maybe you were still driving in the dark to work. And whenever that happens and snow's falling, I always think that I'm riding in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, especially when you're on the highway and you're going pretty quick, you know,
oh, yeah.
And you got that snow coming at you. Yeah, for a second you feel like a big space hero, and then you realize, oh, I'm just driving in snow.
And it's minus 40 outside. And when it is minus 40, some jobs are not ideal. So we're wondering, what are the toughest jobs out there when it comes to working in the winter? Gary said doing karate. I mean, I've never done karate in the wintertime, but hey, I'll take your word for it, Gary.
Both Lana and Amanda said getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Which can be a tough job, you know.
I think everyone can relate to that.
Yeah, so a number of people are saying, we mentioned driving jobs. Myrna said that. Trevor said working outdoors in general.
Oh, yeah.
Can be tough in the wintertime.
Doesn't matter. Juiced sent us a comment as well. He kind of added to our point earlier, saying that carrying bales in the snow, not an easy job.
Yeah.
Never an easy job.
And trudging through foot-deep snowbanks with one bale in each hand, trying to keep your balance.
And also, Sasha and Carrie said delivering mail and also newspaper delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what that's like. You probably need wider tires on your bike if you're doing newspaper delivery, hey?
Yeah, I was just telling you off air, my nieces in Saskatoon, they deliver flyers and stuff. They have a big wagon with big tires on it that they haul it around through. And normally, you know, in summer and spring and even fall, I'm sure it's fine. But yeah, once you get into winter and you got snow banks that you're trying to pull that sucker through, it might be a little bit tougher.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.